This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode number 51, Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. My name is Ian. This is Kevin with his lovely background vocals. Ryan the Beard is here.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're joined for the first time in far too long.
In ages.
By our buddy Travis the Virus.
Hello, Metal Shop.
Travis, what virus will you be spreading to us today?
The virus of metal!
The hunter virus.
When you can't kill with Lysol.
Yes, the metal virus will infect you.
And I'm talking about your prison boyfriend, Lysol.
And kill all of your shitty music.
Uh-oh.
It's good to be back, fellas. Episode 51, we got over the hump. The 50 hump.
Yeah, man, now we're like...
You bang a 50-year-old and you feel great.
Past middle age. What kind of car are we buying, guys?
A f***ing Cadillac boat.
Something big and loud and flashy that's horrible for the environment.
A white Cadillac, a miracle whip.
It's got to have white rim tires.
It's got to resemble
wings on the back.
A large penis. Like a Porsche.
Right, because the older you get, the less your penis works, so you got to like represent it in other ways.
Exactly.
Like a big-ass car.
Corvette.
Yes.
Take out people's knees.
Well, you guys all have a good week?
Yeah, man. No complaints.
It's been eventful. Been a lot going on. You know, we've got Travis here because he's going to be doing his viral rant.
Yep.
I want to talk about something that I just experienced on my way into the station today. I stopped and got a sandwich at a sandwich place that we probably are all familiar with. A very large national chain, of which I do not know whether we use them in our radio station affiliations in some way. So I'll leave
What's
it nameless.
What's up, Jared?
Yeah, exactly. So I go in there, and I notice that the price of a foot-long sandwich... is $9 now?
Mm-hmm.
What?
$9 for like a club sandwich, which I think is fucking crazy because like they use, you know, they do $5 footlongs all the time, and so it's weird. I as I walked in and I'm like, dude, what's with the $9? They're like, yeah, that's kind of new. I'm like, what? Why? Why are you doing that? And the owner happened to be standing, like, walked in behind me in the door of the establishment, and he took it upon himself to be like, well. You know, they're raising minimum wage to $15 an hour soon, so we have to make up for it in the prices. So I turned to the guy who was standing there, and I was like, do you make $15 an hour? And he just shook his head no, and I was like, then what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why are you doing that now? It just pissed me off that, like, a huge national corporation, and I know they're independently owned, but they're just passing on that extra cost directly to you if you want to eat there. They're just, like, sidestepping the entire thing. And, like, instead of just paying employees a fucking living wage like you should in the first place,
yeah,
they're just like, well, not our problem. Give us $9 for a sandwich. So I don't know. I guess everything's maybe just catching up with inflation the way it should have. But f*** that. Just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah,
get it off your chest.
And it's not just the sandwich thing. It's like a representation of like what big corporations and like companies are going to do. Everything's going to go up in price. So it's all going to backfire on all of us, kind of.
Man, if I'm going to pay $9 for a sandwich, I'm going to like the Honey Hole or something
right.
like that.
Right, exactly. You know?
I would only go to that particular establishment because I can pay $5 for a big-ass sandwich.
Right, and so instead of me being a dick, I guess I was kind of a dick, but instead of me being like overtly a dick. I was just like, all right, I'm not coming back in here. Like, yeah. I'll get the sandwich that I just ordered and enjoy it, but I'm not coming back. Because Honey Hole is right up the street. It's closer, actually. So I'm just going to go there next week and from here on out.
Or you get a burger from Woody's.
Yeah,
exactly. For even cheaper.
Yeah, so no more of that, which is probably good for me anyway.
Yeah, support the local spots.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Actually, because of the new law, my day job didn't bump me up to 15, but they did bump me up more than I have it. And all the time I've been working there.
Wow.
That's yeah.
good. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm not going to say exactly how much, but...
It's going to take 7 years for them to implement that anyway, which is where minimum wage would have taken us.
It's really going to be 7 years? Yeah. Is that what they're saying?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
5 at the least.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Hooray! $9 sandwich? 5 fucking years from now?
Dude, that totally screws up the rhyme. You can't even sing that nine.
It'll be
$9 foot long.
It'll be 10 next year. And then 11, and then
right.
they'll have by the time $15 minimum wage comes around, it'll be a $15 sub. You'll just be paying for 1 hour of their work.
Right.
I thought the point of places like that was you could get food fast, but not have to pay a whole lot for it.
I mean, I got a foot long sandwich. I didn't have to.
Well,
I could have gotten a fucking 6-inch sandwich from. It's been proven. I mean.
Well, do you
from that place has been proven to not be even 6 inches long.
Well, do you feel like the guy who is making the sandwich deserves $15 an hour?
No, because he didn't give a shit about any of it. He was like, in fact, it was the worst. I had to sit there and be like, seriously, several times, like, can I get some lettuce on there? And he's just like sprinkles up. Hey, can I get some lettuce on my fucking sandwich, dude?
Come on,
it's like the cheapest thing on the whole fucking salad bar. I don't know. Either the world's getting really fucking dumb, or I'm turning into that cranky-ass old guy, which I think is probably a little bit of both.
I could see you turning into a cranky-ass
old
guy.
It's definitely a little bit of both.
Dude, I can't even drive down the fucking street without just being like...
These
seriously?
Kids?
Well, people are idiots, man.
I mean,
it's been getting worse with the warm weather.
And it's made it to the point where I don't like leaving my house at all.
These fucking children.
I just sit at home and like, I got cable and internet. I'm not leaving. I got shit in the freezer and an oven.
There's 24-hour grocery stores, which means that you can go shopping for food at 3 o'clock in the morning and not have to see most of those
right.
idiots.
Or I can just go
That's
to,
what I do.
Or I can just buy my groceries online and have it come to my front door. And I can buy all my music online. I can buy everything that I want online. Because f*** you. I'm Ian. Cranky Ian. Cranky old Ian. Well, anyway, sorry. That's Ian's viral rant. My bad.
No, that was good, man.
What's up with the rest of you guys this week? Any on your minds, any cool or weird and fucking lame experiences that you've gone through?
Yeah, 9 Duck Dynasty comments on my beard in the last week.
Really? That's gotta happen a lot to you.
Dude, I'm used to getting beard comments. And
you
if
too,
it,
probably,
if it,
Travis.
If it really bugged me that much, I'd shave the thing. But, you know, it's...
That wouldn't be the reason you'd...
Well, if it really was a serious, you know... thing that really drove me nuts, then yeah. But I mean, it's...
Well, you don't dress in like camo and like suspender overalls and like...
No.
You look
no.
like a normal dude, metalhead dude. So.
But it just kind of got me thinking, and I realized walking up to a guy with a beard and initiating conversation with a complete stranger is the same as walking up to a blonde chick and being like, oh, hey, I noticed you have blonde hair. Have you seen that movie Legally Blonde? That's freaking cool, right? That's a thing. It's just
be like, yeah.
You're just being
and
exactly. It's you're being rude, and it's just kind of a.
I was with where were we? We were at like Target or some shit.
Yeah.
And some lady comes up and like went out of her way to come up to you and be like, "You look like that guy in Duck Dynasty," and you were just like, "Thanks." She just walked off.
Yeah.
Cool. Off.
It's like, thanks for the random awkward interaction. I really
appreciate
that.
That guy's actually a piece of shit, so don't. Call me that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's kind of like you wouldn't walk up to a fat guy just be like, holy shit, you're fat as hell. Are you, have you seen that movie, The Clumps?
Yeah.
And the guy would be like, yeah, okay, could you f*** off?
Hey, like, Fatso, do you like Ralphie May?
it's just rude, man. I don't know. I feel like the same thing happens to people with lots of tattoos. You know, people walking up and just touching their arms and just for...
Yeah, let me look at that. Do you feel like, bitch, how about an elbow to the eye socket?
Yeah.
Blood ow.
Rude people, man.
And on top of that, those ass on Duck Dynasty didn't even have beards until they were going to do that show. They did the deal for the show, and then the suits said, oh, you should grow beards and dress all backwoods and because you
have
make
that be
duck
your thing.
Stuff. Yeah. So they aren't even growing beards because they want beards. They're
those
doing
aren't
it for
even
money.
Real beards, man.
From like
they're real,
they're
but bearding
they're
not. From
they,
the heart.
They are not. They are not bearding from the heart. Well, I hate
the root of that
beard.
Hair doesn't end in your heart, Cockles.
Don't beard for profit.
He said Cockles.
I like my beard. Nobody pays me for it. Ryan, nobody pays you for your beard, correct?
I tried to get paid for
it. I was
going to
say,
tried,
you guys
you did?
No, I tried to do beardvertising. They pay you $5 a month, and you put a little sign in your beard for whatever business
what?
Or establishment.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, apparently my beard wasn't big enough to do it.
Wow.
Well, when it is, just make it a cool establishment.
There's
got to
be like
for,
some like Cabela's or like some weird outdoorsy fucking company that needs models
well,
to
the
wear
list of
their
for beardvertising, it was like Red Bull and Dairy Queen and like all these like random.
What I think of when
enjoy
I think
your
of
Blizzard
beards.
With this beard,
exactly, man.
Yeah, it should be like comb companies.
Well, yeah, you guys need like oil, you know, the beard oil thing. Like, get in on some fucking
organic beard
oil. A company
oil.
Just asked me for my address to send me a sample for beard oil.
Are you serious?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I'm pretty jazzed about
so you could be
it.
Like
some
before
dude hit me up on Instagram.
And after.
Ooh, do you post like selfies of your beard? Beard selfies?
You look like
not
100.
Really. I never post to Instagram. It's usually blurry show pictures and random.
As both of your guys' beards get grayer, you're gonna look like a 100-year-old grandma's vagina.
Nice.
Just with bad breath in the morning, it'd be even worse.
And how do you know what that looks like exactly?
Like
hey,
a grilled
man,
cheese.
I've seen things, Travis.
I guess you have.
I've seen things.
Well, gentlemen.
Grannyporn.com.
Yeah, Kevin already knows. He introduced me and myself.
All right. PeeWeesPervertedPlayhouse.com.
Now that we've found out what kind of sick that we're all into, let's talk about some metal news this week. There's a lot, dude, a lot that's gone on in the last week or so. I guess the first story we're going to talk about, not really metal, still totally worth talking about.
And that is?
Hassel in the Hoff.
David Hasselhoff has produced a music video for True Survivor, and it's super coke influenced, it appears. Very 80s, very insane, and very David Hasselhoff.
Hey. Got a permit for those guns? I've got your permit right here.
Wow.
Permit denied.
Oh, that's great. It's like Knight Rider. I'm just going to skip ahead into what I'm assuming is a song. Oh my god. He's playing NES games with the power glove.
This is awesome.
Push it to the limit.
Oh, the power glove.
This is great, dude. Yeah, I feel like we're going to get sued if we play that. So.
Okay, so...
Dude, that song kicks ass.
This gets even better. It's not just a song. It's the song is a trailer for this movie that these guys are making, and it's just two random, normal guys that decided we're going to make an 80s throwback action movie.
It looks badass.
And the basic plot of the movie is this cop travels back in time to kill Hitler, but he overshoots and goes into the prehistoric times, and he meets a cave woman that rides on the back of a T-Rex and what? Has a giant machine gun.
Oh, I'm seeing that.
So he brings her back to help fight the Nazis, where he meets
hell
like a
yeah.
karate kid. Yeah, it's
oh,
right off.
Kung Fury.
So anyway, it's called Kung Fury. So they put out a Kickstarter for it, and it gained all this steam because of that awesome music video. And Elijah Wood immediately saw the thing, was like, here's 10 grand. I want to see this happen.
That's awesome. Cool.
Just right off the bat.
Need so more
all
people
the,
to do that.
And there,
he's like, I'm rich as f***. What am I going to do with 10 grand?
Well,
whatever.
There's a whole ton of celebrities that are backing this thing and are getting involved with it. So it looks like it's actually turning into a big, awesome thing with rad actors.
How much does it suck that that's already stuck in my head?
Crucifier! Yeah.
They've already
it's
raised
for 15 fucking seconds.
They've already raised $630,000.
Damn! All right. That's not enough for like a big major motion picture,
but
enough to get something done.
It's enough to get that sweet music video.
Well,
out
they're doing a half hour long, mini movie thing out of the whole concept.
Okay.
And they're hoping to, after they put that out, they're hoping that that's going to launch them.
Then some
being
studio
able to
will
do,
pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Another bigger thing.
So just be like, here's what we can do.
Yeah. So it's cool, man.
What I can do.
It's kind of like Grindhouse, except with a lot more cocaine.
Ah.
And a lot more days with
and
Hasselhoff.
Way more violence, which is saying something.
Yeah. Rad.
And the Hoff is down. And he's sober, allegedly. Remember when he ate that burger?
Oh, that was great.
That video was really awkward, but I was like, dude, you're wasting a fucking burger. It's all over the floor. Pick that shit up, you drunk ass.
So last week, the Metal Sucks podcast, shout out to those dudes, Chuck and Godless. They did a pretty cool interview with a dude from Exodus, as well as Chuck Billy of Testament. So Steve Souza of Exodus was talking about his day job. Metal... Here's a little thing to note if you're like an aspiring metal musician. You ain't gonna get for money.
Especially not now.
Nope.
So
you
better...
Unless you're like super hustling.
So go to trade school, kids. So this guy, Steve Souza, he was a union carpenter, and he was a foreman in the union for 21 years. He said he got kicked out of Exodus in 93, so he joined the union. And he made a really good living, probably doing better than he is in Exodus. But
because we remember talking about like the plumber that does the plumbing in your house is going to make 5 times more money a year than you ever will touring in the fucking van.
Exactly. So he said that doors were his specialty.
Billy worked as a trucker.
Yeah, he was a trucker. Chucky the
Truckin'
trucker.
That's cool, man. So I'm sure he did a lot of driving in the early days then for those guys.
Chuck Billy's a rad dude.
He said he only quit it like 3 or 4 years ago.
Varg Vikernes wrote another book. Why do we keep talking about this guy?
Not talk about this guy anymore.
Varg Vikernes writes an RPG book, a mythic fantasy role-playing game, which I'm sure is just laced with all kinds of eugenically tinted racial bullshit. It's called the My Farag.
White RPGs.
Don't ever buy anything this guy does or support any of it.
Besm.
Varg.
You guys like RPGs though, right? Hey, he kind of looks like Ryan.
I do like oh, I do like tabletop RPGs.
I'm just kidding.
Man.
He kind of looks like Ryan.
I'm just playing.
He kind of looks like you if you could grow a beard.
That's true. Dude from Woods of Ypres, when he was alive, he looked a lot
like the nice, neat comb-over haircuts.
Yep.
Varg is bald now.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Peter Steele died 5 years ago this last week.
Rest in peace, man. I remember when we were doing Metal Shop for
that was one of the first big news things that happened.
Yeah. I remember when Dio died, and then when Peter Steele died, it was pretty much like back to back.
Right.
It was terrible. Peter Steele, take out his issue of Penthouse in remembrance.
Cheers to your Wang, sir. Impressive package.
Is a large one.
Mayhem Fest got confirmed.
Yeah, and sweet. It's exactly like what we were talking about.
Yep. But now it's official.
So the official lineup this year is Slayer, King Diamond, Hell Yeah, Devil Wears Prada, Whitechapel, Thy Art is Murder, Jungle Rot, Sister Sin, Sworn In, Shattered Sun, Feeder to the Sharks, Code Orange, and Kissing Candace. I want to fucking see Slayer and King Diamond.
I want to see Code Orange.
I want to see Code Orange.
I want to see Jungle Rot.
Jungle Rot, yeah, Whitechapel, Code Orange. Yeah.
I don't know when this podcast is going to go up, Kevin, but as of right now, there's a 72-hour deal going on where you can get your early bird special tickets for $20 flat.
Sweet.
Including all the fees and stuff. So just a deucer. That's all you need.
$20.
Lay it down and you can get in. See
is that
Slayer
the long
and King
seats?
Diamond. Yeah, that's going to be GA. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the like VIP and the pit stuff starts selling out. There's only like 350, 400 capacity for the pit there. So
That little, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa. I remember what I used to do back in the day when it was like Ozfest and things like that is I'd buy the general admission ticket and then I'd go to the booth where you can upgrade your ticket. And usually they only do like half price and stuff. It's a bit of a gamble, but it's always worth a shot.
Right. And they always save tickets for that specifically because they want to make the money off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And which, you know, is worth it for everybody involved, really.
Yeah, and you can usually save some bucks by doing that too.
Yeah.
Wow. So
get in the pit, try and love someone.
Speaking of not loving someone, Pat Robertson doesn't love kids who like metal.
Oh my God.
F- that
Pat
guy.
Robertson.
What does Pat Robertson like?
The literally Jesus
conservative
Christ.
Conservative Christian guy. He was the on the 700
Club. Yeah, he's been on the 700 Club spouting off fucking bullshit like the BP oil spill for like 30 fucking years.
So he told a parent to smack her 11-year-old son for listening to music that talks about...
I got the audio right here.
...the infection in
here
people.
Check this out.
Pat, this first one is from Marie, who says, my son is 11, and he's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within and the infection in people.
Hell yeah.
And it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him.
Slipknot.
He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him, but what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much.
Well, I tell you what Sign you Marie. Can do. Recognize he's going into puberty and he's got all those issues. I mean, I you know, so some psychiatrists say, oh, remember, he's got puberty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to, or CDs or whatever.
iPods, whatever.
You know,
yeah.
iPod or however you
I mean,
get
he's
that
only
mess.
11, God, so,
I know
yeah.
he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your kid. He's just a little boy.
Yes. Removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so they can't go anywhere
yeah, well,
without
you.
Your...
You do. I don't know what he. What
These
his
are the kids that go
is,
off and shoot up.
Thing,
yeah,
there's
I was about
a lot
to say.
Of evil in the world, and you have to protect kids from evil, and you've got to do it any way you want to.
He but is the evil.
Little kids, little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they figure if there was a man in the house.
Everybody's just got
well,
their head
says
in their hands.
He's constantly mean and nasty to us. And so.
Well, us. Well, then daddy had better get in there. Little kid wouldn't do that with me, I promise you. Okay.
Protect kids from kid. Pat Robertson.
Yeah. Big yeah. daddy's old. <boy. laughs>
yeah,
okay.
Right.
All right.
That explains a lot.
Okay. That's why I have such
yeah, it does.
What a dick.
Daddy is home.
Smack children around, protect them from evil music.
Pat, you're 110, okay? An 11-year-old could kick your
just
ass.
Just kick you right in the nuts and just laugh while you have a fucking heart attack and die.
What a D-bag.
Well, moving on to things that don't suck, Halloween just released a new single, so that's pretty rad.
Let's see what that is. Nuclear Blast. These guys have been around since 1985, dude. 30, what is that, 40 years now? 30 years? I can't
Man,
do math.
No, I'm not 40, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've been around since 85.
Coming out May 29th.
Yeah!
All right, let's skip like 75% of the way in. Sounds like a metal song.
Dude, that's a cool album cover, too.
The new record's called My God-Given Right. 30 years of Halloween. There you go. So, they're still going. And, yeah, we'll talk about it later, but it sounds better than the new Slayer song does.
Ooh!
Is that... Ooh, that's a rough area.
No, that... No, seriously, it is a rough area,
rough
and
area.
That did hurt.
All right.
Yeah, the new
let's
single...
Just, yeah, let's skip
the
to that.
Slayer single
that.
That came out for Record Store Day of the new song, that was the first time Slayer ever released anything that I actively... avoided that. I was like, no, I'm not gonna buy that because I listened to it beforehand. And well,
are you talking about this song right here?
Yes, I am. Not so, Implode, the new one about sickness or darkness.
This one's called When the Stillness Comes.
The Stillness, yes,
sounds like something a high school band would come up with.
Oh, God, dude, yeah, that as much as I hate to say, so they had this for sale.
Yes, yes. It was for Record Store Day, a picture 7-inch picture disc with this song, and on the other side, it had a live version of the song Black Magic, which
okay.
I'm sure sounded
cool.
way cooler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and last week we talked about how Jeff Hanneman's not on this record. There's no Hanneman playing on here.
Yeah, originally Tom Araya said, yes, he's going to be on some of the record, but then Kerry King said, no, he's not.
And made a big stink about it, yeah. Well, it's still going, and it's kind of just like, oh, they're okay.
Okay, now there's a heavy riff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to kick in. No! No, that's not a kick in.
No!
You guys.
No!
I know Slayer songs with quiet, slow intros. This part should be faster.
Thing is, I'm gonna stop it now just because the whole rest of the song is like that. The whole thing.
It just doesn't go anywhere.
And so the idea that I'm thinking is that they just put out the slow jam on the record as the first single off of it, which is
the sexy track.
Either dumb management not planning ahead properly, or that's what the whole record sounds like, and that's the best one off it.
Oof. If that sounded like the rest of the album, I'd be bummed.
Do you guys remember what the first song they released to the public from World Painted Blood was? Do you remember when they...
Was that public display?
It was Psychopathy Red.
Oh.
Yes. That song kicks ass. That song just punches you in the throat. It said, hey, there's a new Slayer album coming out. Here's a track.
Pay attention.
Boom. Yeah. But this, it's like, yeah, there's a new Slayer album coming out. It's got music on it, you know.
Slayer. I can listen to it while I take a bath and smoke a cigarette.
It's like, yeah, we're not going to have Hanneman's playing on it, even though we have it, but we're going to use that song. And we're not going to let Gary Holt write anything on it, even though
he kicks ass.
He kicks ass, and he's pretty much a permanent member of the band now.
And he's been writing awesome music for 30 years, too.
That's another thing, yeah. Like the newer Exodus stuff is still really good.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Solid thrash.
And it's heavy.
And it's, yeah.
See, you already know. All right, well, let's move on before somebody actually gets punched. Danzig's coming back to town for those. I know several girl friends of mine who have a weird, like, hard-on for Danzig still, even old man creepy Danzig.
Oh, yeah.
So Danzig's coming back with Pennywise and the Cancer Bats.
Interesting.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Pennywise, Cancer Bats, and Danzig on July 28th at Showbox Soda.
That's a strange lineup.
It's a Tuesday night.
It'll be cool.
It is strange.
I'm down for Pennywise and Danzig.
Yep.
You like Pennywise, don't you, Travis?
I like the older Pennywise. Back in high school, they were one of those newer punk bands that I could get into because, they were fast, they were punchy, and...
And the guy's voice didn't sound like Fat Mike.
And the guy's voice did not sound like Fat Mike, yes. And the music was about something, you know? A lot of the old Pennywise lyrics, like, he could write off as, like, youthfully corny, what? But at least he was trying to say stuff instead
don't
of
call
Fat...
Don't call me white.
That's Fat
don't
Mike,
call
just like...
Me white.
Just like, yeah, beer bong. More on brothers. I don't like NoFX.
I can tell. Ghost Ship Octavius officially put out their record this last week. They put a lot of effort into it and did actually incredibly successful Kickstarter or GoFundMe or whatever it was. I think it was Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And so it's out now and it's like getting a ton of awesome press from everybody.
Really?
Because it's really good. So we'll be playing some of that for our all-local episode.
Dope.
Aaron Smith.
So High on Fire will release their new album on June 23rd on E1 Music. It was recorded at God City Studio with Kurt Ballou, and it's the follow-up to their 2012 release, Der Vermis Mysteries. Should be pretty sweet. High on Fire always comes through with the heavy.
Yeah. Crush it.
So looking forward to that one in June 23rd. So on the day that we're recording this, it's Record Store Day. Yeah.
Yep. Yay. Record Store Day.
And something that was released was Stone Sour covering Metallica's Creeping Death. Stone Sour.
I feel like Beavis and Butthead every time I do that. They also did that Metal Church cover.
It's true.
Is this a Record Store Day thing, or is it a covers record they're going to do?
They're doing a full covers record, but I think they released this for Record Store Day.
Good choice.
As a single.
All right, let's skip halfway in.
Yeah.
I still love that riff, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who's playing it.
I want to hear the vocals.
Still makes me bang my f***ing head. Thanks, Stone Sour.
Really well done.
Stems pretty, like,
I dig it.
It sounds just like Metallica, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that or don't like that. It's very tasteful. All right. They kept it metal.
I like that way more than any Stone Sour songs I've ever heard.
Yeah. Exactly.
I gotta give them credit for not dumbing it down and saying, oh, let's put a Stone Sour part in the song. No.
Nope. No Stone Sour parts in the Metallica songs. Soil's tour bus crashed.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
So, just so you know.
So, there was a new guitarist and a new drummer announced for the band Accept, and they're going to be, let me see, ex-Gravedigger Axeman Uwe Lulis, and the new drummer is Christopher Williams from the band Meat Curtain.
Great name.
Yeah.
The Faceless is coming slowly back together. They're rejoined by their former bass player, Brandon Griffin. So they're going to have a new record coming out. He was the dude who played on Akeldama and Planetary Duality. So those are my two favorite Faceless records, so maybe they'll go back to that style again.
Nice. Born of Osiris once again denied entry into Canada. These dudes are probably, there's someone with a felony in there.
Yeah,
band.
DUI or like some kind of weird drug charge.
Well, either that or Canada just has really good taste in metal.
Born of Osiris denied into Canada. They said, we regret to inform you we will not make it to Canada. We will continue to change the outcome of this in the future.
Yeah, right.
Until then, we are sorry.
They couldn't get their guitar probe through customs.
Oof. Real talk, though. One of them's a felon, or they did something one time at the border and f***ed it up, and they're blacklisted. Like, they have that shit, like, on a database of, like, people who have f***ing done weird shit at the border. Every time you go through the border for the rest of your life, dude, they'll know.
I'm on the border watch list for the next 7 years. Yeah, I got caught with like a tiny bit of like dust weed.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no, it was. I literally like went through my car, thought of everything, and there was like this little pill box with a tiny bit of bud that was underneath my seat that they found. I was like, "You really think I'm smoking that?" That was like, "What the." And I was like, it was this guy's. No, I'm just kidding. No, I did.
That's not even my car.
I didn't get fined. I didn't get arrested. Nothing happened. But I will be checked every time I go to Canada for the next 7 years.
Just don't go back. F*** them.
I like Canada. I'll go.
No reason to go.
I'll just pencil in an extra couple hours for the trip.
Testament, Eric Peterson from Testament, who's one of my favorite guitar players, just did an interview and said that he's got about half of a record written for a follow-up of Dark Roots of Earth, but said that there's really no way it's going to be coming out before 2016. So nothing new from Testament this year. So, but they are working on it. So I look forward to that.
Kirk Hammett admitted that he had lost a phone containing 250 musical ideas for the next Metallica album.
250.
Yeah, so that could have been just riffs, you know, just random stuff.
Someone's going to go put out a sick record.
Someone's going to find a hard drive.
I really, really hope that it's him just like, next idea for Metallica riff. Idea number 295.
Take two. It's probably... Well, you think about all the shit that you do that you don't ever let anybody hear that goes by the wayside because you didn't like it. You think it was good enough. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's on there. Probably a lot of riffs on there, too.
That comes to light, and those riffs are, like, amazing.
Yeah, I know. I've heard the last couple of Metallica records, so yeah, I believe that there's a lot of riffs on his phone. I think the world I think the world may have been saved from Unforgiven 6.
That was a savage burn.
Hey, they earned it.
What's the deal with old-ass, grown-ass motherfucking men having, like, weird-ass public beefs on the fucking internet and via interviews? Why can't they just pick up the phone and call each other and hash it the fuck out? Obviously, I'm talking about Bill Ward and Ozzy from Black Sabbath. Over the last 2 weeks, they've gone back and forth 3 times. So,
jeez.
So what happened is this last Thursday, Ozzy Osbourne responded to an open letter that Bill Ward posted on Facebook in which Ward said he wouldn't consider rejoining the band unless Ozzy publicly apologized to him for what he perceived as a series of insults. Ozzy wrote, quote, "I never wanted to discuss this in a public forum, but Bill's statements left me no option but to respond honestly." He said, "Wow, Bill, what the fuck are you on about? I cannot apologize for comments or opinions I may have made about you in the press during Sabbath's 13 album and tour. Physically, you knew you were f***ed. Tony, Geezer, and myself didn't think you could have done a 2-hour set with a drum solo every night, so we made the decision to move on. With Tony's condition, we felt that the time was not on our side." And he goes on to say, "You just recovered from shoulder surgery. The guys had 2 heart attacks. We can't cancel the tour because Tony's got, basically the gist is, Tony's got a serious illness, life-threatening illness. We can't sit around and wait for you to f***ing die on stage two." Mm-hmm. So that's the argument that he's making. And then, I mean, Bill Ward goes on to write like a 3-page essay afterwards. So he just goes on to say, "Yes, I could have done it. This is all just bullshit. It's not going to work. I thought that being in a band was blah blah blah. We all know the story." So they just need to stop. Just stop.
Give it up, guys.
Get back together and just stop being.
Stop the public drama. So Slipknot is going to be coming through for Pain in the Grass. They're going to be doing the Summer's Last Stand tour, and they're going to have a bunch of signature Zippo lighters. So if you don't have enough money for a T-shirt, maybe
then
you can
buy incense
a lighter
from Hot Topic.
Yep.
And light that.
The amount of merchandise sold by Slipknot is f***ing crazy. They have everything from patches to T-shirts to
they know
shoes.
That's
well,
they've
never
money.
Made a penny off album sales. Remember that.
That's what they said.
Okay, Jim Root. I don't think so. 3 people were killed and 7 were injured last week at a Doom concert in Santiago, Chile. The British crust punk band. The building where the concert was being held collapsed because the capacity was exceeded by more than 50 people.
That sucks.
And you know how when a band starts, especially a big classic band like that, in a place like that where they don't probably get around there very much, there's always that big surge to get to the front of the stage when the band starts and everybody kind of gets like, crushed. But you can't do that on a balcony.
No.
Because it's not the front of the stage, it's a balcony.
Yeah.
So,
further away, it's higher up.
3 people died.
Damn.
They were 24, 25, and 22 years old.
Voila.
Dude, that sucks.
Weren't even alive when Doom put out their first record.
Well, condolences to all those people and their families, man.
I know.
That's a huge bummer.
So, that's why we try to have safe venue conditions.
Finland is super proud of their hard rock exports.
Yeah, they've got like winning metal Grammys and stuff over there all the time.
Yeah, and the Finnish Postal Service is honoring a few select bands from Finland to display on their stamps. We got The Rasmus, Him, Apocalyptica, Children of Bodom, Hanoi Rocks, and Nightwish.
No Convulse?
No Convulse. Oh. Sorry, bro.
Let me get a Hanoi Rocks stamp.
No Amorphis.
Not yet.
But they did have time for Him.
So, Travis, we got you here today because we know that you always have something interesting to spout about. And this week for Travis's viral rant, we're curious to pick your brain, my friend.
Excellent. Okay, now this time, it's been a while since I've been here.
I know, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. For some reason, I've just had my schedule been the last month. But I'm here now, here ready to talk about a couple things. Got 2 things on my mind here.
All right.
Well, more than that, but this
is
what I'm going to talk about, of course.
I would hope there would be more.
And I wanted to, don't worry, I'm not going to go soft on you guys, but I wanted to talk about some things that were a bit more positive, just because I didn't want I don't give the impression that my whole thing is just negativity.
Well, you don't want to see the world burn, man?
Well, parts of it, yeah, but who doesn't, really? Yeah, I've said a lot of savage things, but this time I'm going to try to say some good things related to our global metal scene.
All right.
And the first thing I want to talk about is I'm glad you brought up that guy Godless on the Metal Sucks podcast. For those of you who don't know, every year Metal Sucks apparently has a contest to let somebody run their site. And this year, the winner was a guy that goes by the handle of Derek/Godless Angel. Apparently he does a lot of stuff in the comments there. I usually ignore the comments on Metal Sucks because
yeah,
I find
too.
Them to be one of the worst comment sites on the whole
real
internet.
Trollish, yeah.
Yeah, real trollish, getting off topic, and all that stuff. Anyway, this guy won the right to run Metal Sucks for an entire day. And instead of putting up things like links to other website articles or cheap shots at Dave Mustaine or a picture of an R&B singer wearing a British Steel hoodie, he did interviews with people like Max Kolesny of Krizian, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
Don Tardy of Obituary, Jeff Becerra of Possessed, Matt Harvey of Exhumed, Noah Carpenter of Skinless, and he did 15 interviews. He posted 15 interviews in one day. I don't know how much time he had to prepare.
I'm sure he probably had them all ready to go. Yeah,
yeah. And they seem like they do seem like typical fanzine type interviews, but they're done really well. And he clearly is familiar with the artists and everything, and he asked some questions. If I hadn't read this, I wouldn't know the Possessed are working on new material, which is good.
Which apparently they are.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And in addition to asking really serious questions about like tours and albums and metal in general, he even kept it fun by asking him stuff like, you know, what's your favorite metal shirt and what's your favorite breakfast cereal? Of course, after all the serious business was taken care of. He had one piece about how Resident Evil was an extremely metal video game and then asked people to comment. But other than that, he did 18 posts. Two of them were intros and outros. One of them was that video game post. And the rest were just good interviews with metal bands.
Nice.
Like, kind of like, you know, a real news site. Well, you didn't have to pick through a bunch of, you know, superfluous crap,
filler, yeah.
Like a bunch of filler.
Well, it's original content.
Yes, and that's the thing. Original content.
Right.
Original journalistic content.
Right.
Which is kind of like, I think, lost on a lot. I'm not just picking on Metal Sucks. I think Metal Injection and Blabbermouth and a bunch of other sites
right.
are guilty of that as well. I know there's other sites that really focus on, I know NoCleanSinging.com really focuses on the music
right.
itself, and a lot of other ones do too, but there's so much crap to filter through just to find real metal news. And this guy did a good job. And I realize that it's really hard to do that sort of thing all the time. I used to do a zine myself. But I feel like Metal Sucks in particular often comes across as a tabloid site or just like a collection of links. And if this one guy could do this, all that, it with like just a week or so to prepare, imagine what the whole staff could do if they really decided, yeah, let's just buckle down and really focus on the news, not just try a race to get the most clicks.
Right. They know what they're doing, though. They're an entertainment site.
I just found it a lot more refreshing. Even the comments on his, the comments section was a lot more civil and a lot more well-written when he was doing that.
Interesting.
So I've never heard of his band, but Derek, if you on the small chance you ever listen to this, good job, dude.
Good job, Derek.
Good job.
Right on.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about a phenomenon that is relatively new in the metal world. I am talking about the metal cruise show phenomenon.
Yeah.
Been around for a few years.
Relatively new.
Yeah, there's 70,000 tons. That's probably the most famous one.
They got the motorboat.
The motorboat. Motorhead's own
they
boat
had boat,
thing.
Boat to Hell or Barge to
Barge
Hell.
Barge to Hell. Yeah, that looked cool.
Metal Sugar Cruise. Ray had a boat.
The Rockstar Mayhem concert series tried to do it, but it didn't work out for
didn't
reasons
sell
I'm
enough
not gonna,
tickets.
Is that why it didn't work out?
I mean, I don't know.
you're just saying shit. Okay.
That's what I'm assuming.
Kevin said that, not
100%
me.
Correct.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I've never really wanted to go on a cruise ship because to me it seems like being trapped in a mobile hotel that's on the ocean filled with a bunch of dimwits on vacation. Yeah. So you can't get away. But spending a week partying with a ton of metal fans, that could be really cool. That could be really cool, depending on, like, if nothing else goes wrong
right. On
the cruise ship. Because we all know how cruise ships have a tendency to, you know, have problems where the toilets overflow and it becomes a traveling honey bucket. But if that doesn't happen, I could see it being really cool. However, because a lot of, like, Exodus have played there, Behemoth, DRI, Suffocation, Crowbar, a lot of bands I like. But I think we need, I don't want to just talk about, like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, this should be the tour for me because I would enjoy it. No. I'm thinking about something that would benefit all of metal kind. We need a new special kind.
What do you have in mind?
Sure. Okay, here's the deal. First, you book a ton of bands. The worst of the worst. Stick with me. My story gets better.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
I'm not going to list them off because everybody listening here knows what bands I would put on.
We've all got our own list. Yeah,
and we've all got our own list. I'm sure you listeners have your own list. You book them, as many as can legally fit on a ship before the insurance companies start losing theirs.
Cool.
Next, before it all happens, you go on board. You drill holes in all the lifeboats. You fill all the life preservers with concrete. Then, once it's actually happening, you steer the ship into shark-infested waters, and you secretly dump tons of PCP into the water. So they breathe that PCP in.
Wow.
And the sharks just get high as f**k. And just the point. Oh, and also dip pig's blood. Sharks love blood. It makes them just really want to kill everything around them.
Makes them want to give you a kiss.
Then you tip off a group of modern-day pirates. I don't care which ones. Just tell them.
Like Somali pirates.
Yes, like Somali pirates, for example. Yes. And then you tip them off that, yeah, there's this cruise ship coming through at this time. It's full of rich Americans that are completely unarmed. And then just let them come to their own conclusions. And so then they go in, and so all the bad people that are willing to pay $300 a ticket all are like, you know, just have this whole, there's no way that they could escape. There is no hope. This would be a salvation for all of metal.
What would you call what would you call the boat?
The metal salvation cruise. That's what you do.
Music salvation.
Yes, you put all of them on the boat, and then because we don't have space, we don't have the technology to just shoot them all into space yet. But until that happens, yes, it's secret. You, someone out there with lots of money. Lots of money.
So what you need to do,
pull.
Drive that boat into the Bikini Atoll, and we can just test another nuke on it.
We could do that too. Yeah, that could work.
Boom.
Yes.
Foolproof.
Yes. You imagine what a huge piece of philanthropy this would be, not just to the metaldom, but to good music and good taste everywhere.
I like your style, Travis.
The only problem with it is that the captain must go down with the ship, so we would need to sacrifice one person,
just find a captain.
For all we know, does not deserve to die. But I know that
he'll go down for the metal gods.
We would hallow his name for his sacrifice if he would just rid us of, I'm not going to say exactly which bands because you already know.
All the bands that you commented on about the worst albums of 2014.
And more. Well, actually, no, I don't really think. No, yeah.
Creedle Back featuring Amir lead singer Frankie Palmieri.
Hooray!
One more thing I forgot. We should put cameras on the boat.
That GoPros, wireless.
Yeah, wirelessly feed to a live internet feed. And so that way you could watch Frankie, like, instead
sharks on PCP.
Yeah, you could watch Frankie try to swim to safety in a cement-filled life preserver.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, Travis, thanks again, man. It's good to see you for another viral rant.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll see you again next month. Travis, I don't know why we just made some big, long goodbye to you, because you're still in the fucking room.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Like, all right, well, goodbye.
Travis,
was I just supposed to get up and leave?
You're never going to leave, are you?
That's your cue to exit, dude.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm just kidding. Come back, man. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We need you.
Okay, but only because you asked so nicely.
Okay. We need another appearance from Tony Triumph at some point.
Yeah.
Have you seen him walking around downtown Seattle?
Yeah, man.
He's been like trying to hide lately. It's like every time I try and like I saw him in the street the other day and I was like, "Hey, Tony, what up?" And he's like, "Oh shit, that guy from Metal Shop, I gotta get the fuck out of here."
He's just walking with his head down, texting all the time. So yeah. Like, oh, I hope he doesn't find me.
If Tony Triumph shows up, I'm fucking out of here. That guy sucks.
What's that that old flip phone that you used to have that would be like whoosh, and you'd flip it up?
BlackBerry?
No. Before that,
Razor.
No, it was like a
Sidekick.
Sidekick. Yeah, he was on a fucking Sidekick. It was 2006 all over again.
Yeah, get himself an Endgame. Like, so damn, Tony, some side talking.
You fall on hard times. You're back on the Sidekick game, huh?
Yeah, dude. Your label sucks. Get your pin code. His label
is like the fucking Sidekick of metalcore.
They'll sign anything. All their merch is stupid.
Yo, you don't like Sidekicks? What are you, some kind of fucking,
throwback?
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
Maybe we'll see Tony one of these days. We'll have to just hog time and bring his ass up here. Be like, where you been, Tony? I ran out of booty shorts and beanie babies.
Yeah, start playing like some of his crabby bands like Motionless and Black or whatever. Yeah. And sure, he'll
show up.
He'll do an interview.
Put up the bat signal.
He does the interviews for a lot of the bands on his label. People don't realize that.
I can't wait now.
Some kid from a fanzine or a blog will be contacting him thinking they're talking to a band that they like.
Travis, for the next month or however long it takes until we see you next, I charge you with this task. Find Tony Triumph, bring his ass back into the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast. Find him.
Ah.
And so we can beat the shit out of him with a roll of quarters and a sock.
So you want me to hunt him down?
Yeah.
Like a predator.
Like Phoenix Jones.
I kind of like the predator metaphor more. But, yes, consider it done.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Sweet.
Oh, hey. One more question. Did you ever start that pirate metal band?
No. I never said I would start a pirate metal band. I said I'd write a pirate metal song.
Okay.
And I'm working on it.
Okay.
Nice.
I didn't forget, motherfucker.
I didn't think you would, ass munch.
I know you can find... You can create a good pirate song. I still want to...
There can be one.
I'll play on it.
Okay. I'm holding you to that.
I'll get a uke. A ding, 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 ding. Wait, that's not a fucking pirate.
No.
All right. Anyway, thanks again for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass number 51. So, see you again next week for episode number 52. This is Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Goodbye!
Goodbye, Tim.
Bye, Chris. Bye, Mom. Bye, Travis.
Goodbye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.